Good evening to everybody. And first of all, I would like to thank Dr. Tai for introducing me and also organizing my trip to here on behalf of the Sasana and his colleague, Mr. Peter, and also the translator.
那么问候大家，晚上好。那么他非常的感谢衷心的邀请，那让他来这里举行这个三天的这个佛理讲座。
I very much appreciate all of you for your efforts and interest in learning Dharma.
那么拉曼拉呢，非常的感动或者非常的感激，说大家对这个佛法的这个热忱。
This is quite rare.In this confused world, arise the interest in learning the Dharma and practicing the Dharma.
那么这样的情况呢，在这个很颠倒、很混乱的世界里头呢，大家还能有这样的发心来修学呢，这是非常稀有而难得的。
So I appreciate all of you, but merely having interest.And that putting efforts to learn the Dharma is not enough.
那虽然说拉姆拉讲说他对大家的这个发自真心的求学这个佛法呢是很感动的，但是这样的精进力呢还是不足够的。
We must have the proper motivation in learning the Dharma.And also the practice.
那么我们需要有这个正念。那么就说对于佛法，我们要持正念。那么不单是这样，就说我们的正念呢，还要发挥在这个修持佛法的当中。
We all the sentient beings do have different interest, different motivation, and the different purpose of our activities and action.
那么我每个众生呢，都对每样事物有不同的这个兴趣，不同的这个起心动念，有不同的这个目的。
People wants to be rich. People wants to be famous. People wants to be very popular, and so on.
那么人求大富，人求大名等等。
And if that is our motivation.I think it is necessary to learn the Dharma.
如果说这是我们的这个愿望的话，我们的目的的话，那么就没有必要来求佛法。
There are many other ways to achieve those goals.
那么，要达到上述的目的呢，有其他不同的方法可以完成的。
So the purpose of our learning Dharma must be.Purely to liberate our mind from this samsaric sufferings.
那么要修学这个佛法呢，最重要的就是要有这样的一个想法，就是说我们要让我们的心呢，从这个娑婆当中呢解脱出来。
It is very difficult to have such motivation, as we are still the ordinary sentient beings.
那么要有这样的心呢，是非常困难的，因为我们必是凡夫。
But we can always put our efforts to generate such motivation.
但是我们可以通过精进力呢，来激起我们这样的一种能力。
Buddha's teachings, Buddha has given many different types of the teachings, depending on the different.Mentalities of the sentient beings.
那么佛陀给予不同的教法，那佛陀的教法呢，是依不同众生的根器而教。
But the main purpose of Buddha's teaching is to liberate us from this samsaric suffering.
那虽然说是有不同的方法，但是目的是只有一个，就是让我们帮助我们从这个娑婆的痛苦当中解脱出来。
So we must try.To be able to put whatever Dharma we learn into the practice.
那么我们必然要尽我们的一切力量，让我们所得到、所学到的这个佛法呢，用于修持当中。
So we must have motivation that from today onwards, whatever we learned, we will try our best to practice Dhamma.
那么从今天开始呢，我们要有这样的念头，就是我要把我所学的一切的这个佛法呢，用于修持当中。
And to try the teachings to eliminate our negativities.
那么要去用这些教法呢，来去除我们所有一切的这个恶的行为。
So this is our motivation during this teaching.
那这就是今天的这个教法的主要目的。
And then, of course, you should have the perfect teacher with the full qualification, teacher with the experience of the Dharma practice.Teacher who has the compassion for the students, etc.
那当然的，我们也要有圆满的这个指导的这个导师。那么圆满的导师指的就是说他是合格的这个导师，他有这个圆满的修持经验，那么他有这个大慈悲心等。
But I don't think I have those qualities.
但拉姆拉很谦虚地说，他觉得自己没有具足这些条件。
But I will try my best.
但是拉姆拉说，他会尽他的能力。
Through what I learned and I understood, what little I learned I understood, and through the blessings of my gurus.
那么他会依他所学的及他的上师的加持而做。
So tonight's topic is the introduction of this teaching and the refuge vow.
那么今天晚上的教法呢，是这个初阶的三分法基础教授。三线分，对不起。
And this teaching is the part of the Lamde teaching, which is the principal practice of the Sakya tradition.
那么今天的这个教法是这个，我忘了那个名称。是这个道果的教法，是萨迦派的主要的教法。
And the Lamde teaching, the term Lamde means path and De means result.
那么这个道果 Lamge, Lams 呢就是华文就是道，然后 Ge 的话就是果，也就是那个成果的那个果。
This has few ways to interpret this term.
那么它有不同的这个解释方法。
But simply to explain, this is that lam means path, and then devu means result, means through practicing this teaching, which is the path, one can reach the result.
那么简单的解释就是依此道而修，必能证此果。
And then it can also be called the other way around.Devu Lam, Lam Devu, Devu Lam.
那么另外一个教法是 Devu Lam 吗？
Lam Devu 的解释 Dhamma is in Tibetan. Dhamma means instruction. Now the Devu Lam 的解释 Dhamma means result and path. Result with the path.
那么在藏文有另外一个说法，我说不出那个发音。
No, Devu Lam 的解释 Dhamma, Devu.Result and path, Devu Lamda Jeva.
那是指我跟道，倒过来说果道。
So that means, result is our ultimate result, which is the Buddhahood. In this case, Buddha in the form of the Hevajra.
那么在这里呢，这个果呢？指的是这个佛所证的这个佛果即金刚。谢。
So which means that the second part of this Lamde is known as Tipitantra. So that during the Tipitantra, one has to engage with the profound and high Vajrayana teaching.
那么在第二层来讲的话呢，那么就是要进入到这个金刚层的这个修持。
There are two practices. I'm sure that most of you know those terms. generation, process of generation and process of completion.
那么它有这个两个修持的要点，一个是升起次第，一个是圆满次第。
So which means from now onward, from now, from the beginning, one can visualize in the form of the deity.
那么从现在开始呢，就可以观想自身为本尊。
So then this visualizing in the form of deity become the path to achieve the ultimate Evajrahood or Buddhahood.
那么从这个观想呢，观想本身就是道，依此道呢就能证到那个果，也就是习静。
So that is why it is also called the result with the path.
因此呢也称为果的道。
And this Lamde teaching, as Buddha Shakyamuni has taught tremendous teachings, and all the teachings can be categorized into two, the Sutrayana and Vajrayana.
那么佛陀，对不起，这个道果呢是佛陀所教，那么佛陀所教的教法呢是无量的，但是呢还是可以分为两类，就是显教的这个经教，那么还有金刚乘的这个教法。
So the Sakyapa's Lamde practice is based on the Hevajra Tantra.
那么萨迦派的这个修法呢，是依这个习金刚的这个传承。
And this Sakyapa Hevajra Tantra is then prior to practicing the Hevajra Tantra, there should be the preliminary practice. Preliminary practice.
那么萨迦派的这个习金刚密续呢，又可以分为说前行的部分。
This deeper vision is the preliminary practice.
那么是前行的这个部分。
And also it is the Mahayana teaching.
那它也是大乘的教法。
Mahayana teaching. Mahayana. So, to tell the history of this teaching is our lineage. Came down from the Mahasiddha Virupa. Mahasiddha Virupa. Virupa.
Virupa. 那么这个传承的历史呢，是自这大乘就者Garupa.
And Mahasiddha Virupa was from the eastern part of India, born to a royal family. Royal family. Royal family. King.
那 Garupa 大师呢，他是生于西藏的东部，是皇族。
And he studied in Nalanda University, and he studied there the Sutrayana, Mahayana, and Vajrayana.
那么他在南烂陀佛学院呢，修读这个经典，那么有大乘跟金刚乘的这个佛法。
And then he finally he became very learned and became the chief abbot or the lecturer of the Nalanda University.
那么最后呢，他成了很出名的这个修行人，并成了南烂陀的首席的这个，我不知道算不算是讲师或者是教授。
Nalanda University is not just not like the today's university. It is Buddhist sort of university.
那南烂陀佛学院呢，不是今天的这个大学，它是佛教大学。
And there he was teaching during the day and during the evening, he had been practicing the Chakrasambhara Tantra. Chakrasambhara.
白天的时候呢，他是给这个教法；那么晚上的时候呢，他教导是十轮金刚、胜乐金刚。对不起。
And he has been practicing for a long time, but there was no achievement. Even there was no sign of the achievement.
那么他修持了很长的时间，但没有成果，也没有任何的征兆。
And he then fed up with the practice by thinking that he did not have the karmic connection with the Vajrayana practice.
那么到最后他自己非常的对这些修持非常懊恼，他甚至认为说自己没有那个因缘。
So then he decided to give up the Vajrayana practice.
那么他决定说要放弃这个金刚乘的修持。
And then, well, he did so many things, but somebody said that these are the secrets I'm not supposed to say, so I'm not going to elaborate these stories. So anyway, then one evening, the Vajranaratama, he had a dream of Vajranaratama, who told him that it is not right thing to give up the practice.
那么有一天晚上呢，他梦到这个 Vajratara， 然后给予告诉他说，他不应该放弃这个修持。
And she told him that I am the karmically connected deity, so you continue your Vajrayana practice as before, and I will bless you.
那么他对大师说，他与他有这个很深的这个缘分呢，那么鼓励他继续做这个修持，那他会得到他的加持。
And then one evening, the Vajranaratama appeared in the blue color, appeared together with the other goddesses.
那么有一个晚上呢 ，Vajratara 跟其他的天人呢一起出现。
And he was empowered, given the empowerment, and that very evening he attended the first bhumi.
那么当时候呢，这个 Vajra 呢给了这个灌顶。那在当晚的时候呢，Garupa 大师呢就证得第一地的这个菩萨地。
And then from that onwards, until the sixth day, each day he achieved the higher levels.
那么从那天开始呢，一直渐进到六天呢，他的那个修持的这个成就呢，都一天天的在提升。
And then he left. For some reason, he left the monastery, and he went many places in India to benefit the sentient beings.
那么基于某一些理由呢，他离开了这个寺院呢，云游到这个印度的许多地方去利益众生。
And he placed many heretical practitioners and also the ordinary practitioners to the Vajrayana Dhamma practice.
那么他以这个金刚乘的这个修持呢，加持许多殊胜的这个修持人跟一般的众生。
And finally he disappeared, or he absorbed into the statue in central part of India.
那么最后呢，他消失于这个佛像中，地点是中印度。
The place is known as Swarashta.
地点是 Swaraha.
Somewhere near Bombay. Somewhere near Bombay. India.
Near Bombay.
有些地那个地方 near Bombay 花温。
It is in the story. It is said that he absorbed into a statue, and that statue has the one hand. This left hand is not fully closed. There is a hole. So at that time, whoever put the metals through that turns into the gold.
那么有这样的一个说法，就是说，这个大师融入的这个圣像这个像里头呢，然后他的左手那个像的左手是有一个洞的。那么如果放那些金属进去的话，它会转化为金。
And then as people become more and more greedy. They used to put so many times the metals, and finally he closed the.
但是人心太过这个越来越贪心，那么放了很多的这个金属进去，那最后呢，这个洞也密了起来了。
So due to the time changes, we now don't know where that statue is, exact point where it is.
那么这个随着这个时间的一次推移，现在大家都不知道说这个像到底在哪里了。
We have been trying to find out, and in fact, Kimbapa Rinpoche, a long time ago, in 1998 or 9, he traveled to that area and searched, but didn't find proper, answer.
那虽然自1978年开始呢，哦，就有大师尝试在找这个圣像，但是一直没找到。
So anyway, this Lamde teaching, the lineage is Virupa, and Virupa was in fact the disciple of the Aryadeva, and the disciple of the Asanga, Vasubandhu, sorry, Vasubandhu.
那么Virupa 大师呢，他是 Aryadeva 的弟子，那么 Aryadeva 是 Vasubandhu 的弟子。
And Virupa was born 120 years after the Buddha's death.
那么Virupa 大师呢，他是持佛陀1020年后诞生的。
And Nagarjuna was born 400 years after the Buddha's death. I'm sorry. Yeah, Nagarjuna, yes, Nagarjuna.
龙树菩萨呢
yeah, Nagarjuna was born. Nagarjuna was born after the 400 years of Buddha's death.
那么龙树菩萨呢，是佛陀圆寂后的400年诞生的。
Nagarjuna lived 600 years, and his disciple was the Aryadeva.
那么龙树菩萨呢，他活了60年。600年，对不起，600年。
Okay, Nagarjuna.Nagarjuna's disciple is Aryadeva. Our disciple is Virupa.
那龙树菩萨的弟子呢是 Aryadeva， 然后 Aryadeva 的弟子是 Virupa。
And Virupa's disciple is Shantirashta.
那 Virupa 的弟子是 Shantirashta.
Shantirashta, in fact, in 7th century, he is the first master who brought Buddhism to Tibet together with the Grupa Masambhava.
那么 Shatibhatra 他是第七世纪的这个成就者，那他是第一个将这个就是第一个将佛法带入西藏的，就是说他跟莲花生大师是同一个时期将佛法带入西藏。
So this is how the Lamde teaching come into being exist in India.
那么这是道果如何来到印度。
Now how it came to Tibet was through the Indian master Gayadhara.
那么他传到印度呢，是这个印度的大师带来的。
Gayadhara came to Tibet 3 times.
Gayadhara 大师呢，他来西藏三次。
The first time was Dongmi Lhotsawa. First time he met the Dongmi Lhotsawa.
那第一次呢，他遇到
First time when he came to Tibet, he met the Dongmi Lhotsawa.
Dongmi Lhotsawa, 这是他第一次。
Dongmi Lhotsawa.
Dongmi Lhotsawa, 第一次的时候他遇到。
I think most of you are familiar with this. So the Dongmi Lhotsawa received the Lamde teaching from Gayadhara.
那Dongmi Lhotsawa 呢，他得到这个教法。
Dongmi Lhotsawa received the Lamde teaching from Gayadhara 2 times. Okay.
那么他自这个 Gayanara 大师那里得到两次的这个道果的这个教法。
In fact, Gayadhara, before he received this Lamde teaching, he traveled to Nepal in India and stayed there for 12 years and learned Dharma and especially the Vajrayana.
那么 Gayadhara 呢，实际上在他得到这个教法的之前呢，他到这个尼泊尔跟印度呢去做这个佛法的修持，特别是金刚乘的这个修法。
He studied Hevaja Tantra also in India under the master Bao Doje.
那么他在印度的时候呢，也随这个 Bao Doje 大师学法。
But he received the Lamde teaching in Tibet itself under master Gayadhara.
但是他得这个道果的修持呢，是在印度的时候呢，随这个巴达盖亚大师。
And then Dongmi Lhotsawa practiced and held the lineage and also spread this teaching to his disciples.
那Dongmi Lhotsawa 呢，他修这个教法，然后也将这个教法呢传授给他的弟子。
And it is said that Dongmi Lhotsawa had, though he had many disciples, but he had the seven disciples achieved enlightenment.
那么Dongmi Lhotsawa 呢，他有很多弟子，但他有主要的七个弟子呢都证悟。
And three of them are male, and four of them are female.
那么三位是女成就者，四位是男成就者。
So then,
three female.
No, three male.
Three male. Okay, three male, four female. 三男四女的成就者。
And so from Gayadhara, it passed to Satyakuri, and then Shangden Chenpa. Satyakuri.Shangden Chenpa.
那接下来谈是 Shangdong Bundri, Shangdong Chopa.
And Shangden Chenpa, then it passed to the Sajin Kunga Nyingbo, one of the five Supreme Lama.
那么接下来呢，传给五位的这个殊胜的这个喇嘛是 Sajin Kunga Nyingbo.
So the Sakyapa started being Lamde teaching from Sajin Kunga Nyingbo.
那么萨迦派的这个道果的教法呢，是从这个 Sajin Kunga Nyingbo 开始。
Which is our Holiness, the family lineage.
那是现在萨迦派大宝法王的这个家族。
And generally, Sajin Kunga Nyingbo is not only the holder of the Lamde teaching, but he is also the holder of the other lineage of the teachings.
那么Sajin Kunga Nyingbo 呢，他不只是这个教法的这个持有者，也是其他教法的持有者。
So today, if there is question, who is the Sakyapas? Then the answer should be the Sakyapas are the one who are holding the lineage of the four translators. Lineage, teaching lineage of four translators.
那么如果今天有人问说萨迦派的这个传承的话呢，那么答案就是它是这个四个传承的
translators.
四位的这个翻译者。
The first one is Dongmi Lhotsawa. Dongmi Lhotsawa is translator. Lhotsawa means translator. So he was also one of the translator.
那第一位是 Nongmi Lhotsawa. Dongmi Lhotsawa. Lhotsawa 就是翻译者。
From the Dongmi Lhotsawa, the He Vajra or Lamde teaching.And from the Dongmi Lhotsawa, He Vajra and Lamde teaching.
Okay. 那么它的排序是这样的，从Dongmi Lhotsawa 到这个习近刚。
And from the Mal Lhotsawa is the Chakrasambhara teaching lineage.
那么最后呢，就是圣乐金刚。
And from the Lhotsawa, Rinchen Sangpo.
那从Rinchen Sangpo翻译大师。
From the Lhotsawa Rinchen Sangpo, the teaching or practice lineage of the many Dharma protectors.
那么他所修持的是这个护法的这个修持法。
From the Pari Lhotsawa. From the Pari Lhotsawa, we have the lineage of the collection of sadhana.
那从 Pari Lhotsawa 呢，就有这个经典的聚集。
So this is the how the lineage came to present Sakya masters.
那么这个是整个萨迦传承的这个叙述。
And this teaching, the Lamde teaching, when we talk Lamdi teaching, mostly it is focusing on the Tipa Tantra rather than Tipa Vision.
那么这个道果的这个教法呢，强调的是这个三难，就是它是密室。
But of course, we also Tipa Vision is the part of the Lamdi teaching, so this is also called the Lamdi teaching, part of the Lamdi practice. So then.It is called the Lamdi teaching.
那么它被称为这个道果的教法修持。
Anyway, this Lamdi teaching is explained and is practiced through four authenticities and through four oral instruction.
那么这个道果的这个解释呢，是四种真实的这个教法，还有四种口传而来。
The authenticity of the teacher.
那第一个真实是老师。
The authenticity of the teaching.
真实的这个教法。
And the authenticity of the teaching means the authenticity of the teachers.
三种这个珍宝，真实的这个宝，我们有时候讲它是宝藏，或者讲它是珍宝。
Okay, you just say.Then arise and the authenticity, third oral instruction, oral teaching.
那第三种呢是这个口传。
So the text means the text which is composed by the Birubha himself.
那么这个宝藏呢，就是由格鲁巴大师所聚集的这个经典。
And the details of the oral instruction.Actually, it means the original or direct teaching of the Buddha Shakyamuni.
那么这个口传的这个部分呢，指的是直接从佛陀处得来的这个教法。
And the authenticity of the experience.
那么这个真实的经验。
Authenticity of experience. So why there are four authenticity? Actually means that.To practice this Lamdi teaching, or to practice the Dharma or Vajrayana, there should be four authenticities. Doesn't matter whether it is the Mahayana teaching or the Vajrayana.
那么修这个道果呢，就是说修持佛法呢，必须具有这种四种的这个真实的这个概要或者是要点。那么不论说你在修的是大乘或者金刚乘的教法，都必须要有。
First one should search for a authentic teacher.
那么第一个呢，必须要找到这个圆满真实的老师。
So I'm not an authentic teacher, okay? So then secondly, then you should have the authentic.Teachings.
第二呢，要有这个真实或如实的这个教法。
So here, authentic teaching means authentic treatise or authentic text.
那在这指呢，这个经典。
So the text, not written by somehow who is known as a scholar or who is known as a yogi, but the text should be written by somebody who has already achieved enlightenment.
那么这个经典呢，不是只说由学者或者是由一些未成就者人所写的，它必须是由证悟者所写的。
Today we have so many books, so many new books.
那今天有许多的这个书。
And then these teachings should be proved to be authentic.
那么这些宝藏呢，必须被证实为它是真实的。
Not just because it was written by enlightened beings, but it should be proved by according to the Buddha's teaching.
那么不能够因为说这些经典呢是由证悟者而写的，据说它必须是依佛陀所教而写的。
So.In this case, Lamdi's case, the teachings is the Virupa's Vajrava's text, because Virupa himself enlightened being, and he wrote this book, so it is authentic.
那么这个道果呢，它之所以称为这个 对不起，所以被认为说是宝藏呢，是因为它是由格鲁巴大师所写的这个金刚句的经典。
And then also he cannot read, he cannot write or compose somehow. He should base his teachings on the Buddha's teaching.
那么他也不可以说就这样去写或者就这样去借记，他必须是依这个佛陀的教法。
So the authenticity or transmission is necessary.
所以这一个不断的这个真实的口传呢是很重要的。
So this Virupa's text, known as a Vajravas, is based on the Hevaja Tantra, which was taught by Buddha himself.
所以这个格鲁巴大师的这个经典呢是依这个洗金刚而来，然后是依佛陀所传。
And then the last one is the authenticity of the experience.
那最后一个呢是这个真实的经验。
The authenticity of the experience means now that teaching, receive the teacher from the teacher and practice, and then that gives you the experience, proper experience. Then that is the authentic experience.
那么这个真实的经验呢指的是我们从这个老师那边得到这个教法，然后如实的所产生的经验，正确的经验。
So the orders of these four authenticities, when we put it into the practice, it can be in different ways. Sometimes someone is first, and sometimes someone is later.
那么将这种四种的这个真实呢，注入到这个修持当中呢，它是有一个先后的次序。
But if I say the order of we who are going to practice this limited practice.
那么如果我们说这个口传呢，就是说我们要做这个道果的修持。
First is that authenticity is the teacher, authenticity of teacher. We should search the proper, qualified, perfect teacher.
那么第一个这个真实要点呢，就是传法的这个老师呢，他必须是圆满的给予这个圆满的教法。
And then one practice it. One practice it.
一个人修持它。
Through the practicing, one will achieve the experience or the result.
那么一个修持一个这个弟子呢，依这样的一个教法去修持而得到经验。
When one achieve the experience, then one will have confidence in the teachings of Vajravas.
那么如果一个人依这样的一个修持呢，证得这个经验的话呢，他就会对这个金刚记的这个经典呢产生这个信心。
Because when Guru teach the Lamde teaching based on the Vajravas,you practice and you got the result, so you know that whatever is said in the Vajravas text is true because the teaching said do this and you will get this result and you actually experience that result. So you have a faith or you have faith in this teaching.
那如果说照着这个导师的这个指导呢，根据这个金刚句呢去做这个修持而产生经验，因为这个经验的产生呢又印证了这个金刚句的这个经典的话呢，那么就会让我们产生这个信心。
Then when you found the Vajravas, for some Vajravas text is an authentic text, then naturally you will know that the Hevaja Tantra is also authentic.Because that Vajravas based on Hevaja Tantra.
那么如果说我们依这个真实的这个金刚句去做这个修持而有这个经验呢，那么它就会让我们如实的明白，然后也印证了说这是洗经这个印证。那么因为洗金刚的关系，这个金刚句呢是自洗金刚而来。
So anyway, to practice the Vajrayana,the faith in the teacher, master is very important, And generally speaking, the faith in any practice, the faith is most important.
那么修持这个金刚乘呢，对这个自己的老师的这个信心呢是非常重要的。但即便是这样呢，在任何一个修持当中呢，信心都是很重要的。
The general faith is, of course, faith in the Triple Gem, faith in the law of karma, faith in the Four Noble Truths.
那么一般的这个信心呢，指的是对三宝的信心，对因果的信心，自圣地的信心。
Without faith, one will not achieve any qualities through the Dhamma practice.
那么没有这个信心的话呢，那么就无法自这个法而证。
So the faith is the very first foundation of the Dhamma practice.
那么信心呢是第一个基础。
Though we have four foundations, but before the four foundations, there is another foundation, which is the faith.
那么虽然说我们有这个四加行，那么在四加行之前呢，还有一个就是这个信心。
It is said by Buddha Maitreya that without faith, one will not achieve any qualities, good qualities, or dhammic qualities.
那么
because it is like a burned seed, because through the burned seed can never grow.
那么Maitreya 菩萨呢就说过，如果没有这个信心的话，无法成就的，因为这是一个种子。
So the faith, if you do not have the faith, whatever virtuous deed one may do, or Dhamma practice one may do, this practice is called done without result.
那么如果说在做任何的这个善法，做任何的这个佛法的修持，没有信心的话呢，那么这个是你不会有任何的这个成就。
And so this sort of faith in the Triple Gem, in theLaw of karma, in the Buddha's teaching, are for all the practitioners, regardless of Mahayana, Hinayana, Vajrayana.
那么这样的一种信心呢，就是说对三宝、对因果、对佛陀教法的信心呢，是普遍放置于三乘的。
So with it, we should start the teaching.
那么我们应该依信心而开始这个教法。
And this teaching, the Triple Vision, the main teaching are the Triple Visions. The refuge is not within the Triple Vision.
那么这个教法呢的开始是这个皈依。那今天的这个教法呢是这本书的这个内容。
Because the refuge, taking refuge, is the foundation of all the vows.Mahayana Bodhisattva vow or Vajrayana vow, without refuge vow, there is no foundation for the Vajrayana vow and Mahayana vow.
那么这个皈依的这个基础呢，是一切的这个戒律的基础，就是菩萨戒、金刚乘戒的这个基础。所以没有这个皈依的话，没有上述所提到的这个戒。
So therefore, refuge is explained in the beginning of this Triple Vision.
所以这个皈依呢是这个佛书当中呢首要讲的内容。
And also, this refuge practice is necessary for the following practice, Triple Vision practices.
那么这个皈依呢，对于这个三线分呢是有必要重要的。
Because all the practices need three things. First, preliminary practice, main practice, and the conclusion practice.
那么所有的修持呢都有三个这个步骤，就是前行、正行跟戒行。
The preliminary practice is the refuge, and main practice is whatever the meditation one may do.And the conclusion is the dedication of the merit.
那么前行呢是皈依，正行呢是静坐等。那么这个最后的这个结束的部分呢是回向。
And it is also, basically, there is two ways of leading the disciple into the
Vajrayana practice.
那么基本上呢，它是有两种的这个方法呢，引弟子进入这个习金刚，还有说是金刚城里头。
To guide the fortunate disciples simultaneously.
那么接引这个很顺利的接引这个幸运的弟子。
And to guide the inferior disciples.With the step by step.
那么对于根器没有那么锐利的弟子呢，是一步一步的去引导他。
So which actually means that this landed supervision going first, and then one can practice first, only the supervision until you achieve some experience. Now then you can go to the deeper tantra or hevaja.
那么这个修持的这个步骤呢，是先依这个三线分的这个修持呢，再逐渐的那提升到这个习金刚的这个修持。
So in the past, the many of the Lamde practitioners, they first spend years and years on meditating this supervision.
那么过去呢，有许多这个道果的修行人呢，他们是花了无数年呢，先做这个三分基础的修持。
But for the fortunate ones, then you can go simultaneously.
那么对于上根者呢，他是自然的这个显现的。
Which means right away you can go to the Vajrayana teaching.Like first receive the initiation, after receiving the initiation, then you go with the sadhana. Go with the sadhana.
那么对于这个上根者呢，他们幸运，他直接是进入金刚城的修持，然后接受这个灌顶，然后进入这个仪轨的修持。
So most of us are today like that, whether we are fortunate or not.
今天我们是不是那个幸运的上根者呢？
So for that, in that case, then preliminary practice is there, because we have the in the beginning before we start the Hevaja Sadhana, observe a little bit on the common preliminary practice such as impermanence and those difficulty of all these things I will explain later on. Okay, and then we start with the Sadhana, right, and go right.And sadhana refuge is preliminary practice. There is a four limitless practice that is also preliminary practice foundation. And then we have the bodhicitta, generating the bodhicitta, that is also preliminary practice. And then to hevaja practice, right?
那么现在呢，这个前行的部分呢，一般上我们就说修持这个，我们有做这个皈依。然后有这个四无量心，然后有这个菩提心的这个升起，然后呢才会进入这个金刚乘的这个修持。
So now I will explain the refuge. Explain the refuge.
那现在拉姆拉会解释这个皈依。
Okay. So that there are five things with this refuge practice. There are five things to do.With this,
那么对于
in regard this refuge practice,
对于这个皈依呢，它有五个事项呢是要做的。
You need the cause for taking refuge. You need the object under whom you will take refuge.
那么你需要有这个皈依的因，然后还有这个对象。
And the procedure of taking refuge or the way you take refuge is the one.
那么这个进行的这个方法。
And then you should know the benefits of the refuge.
那皈依的利益。
And the precepts of the taking refuge.
那么皈依的戒律。
And there are three things for taking refuge, three causes for taking refuge.
那么皈依呢要有三因。
And faith, fear, and compassion.
那么是信心、畏惧，还有这个慈悲。
So the fear is not just ordinary fear, not fear of the ghost or evil spirit. fear of the samsaric problems.
那么这个恐惧呢，不是一般的恐惧，如敬畏这个名神而神明，而是对这个娑婆的恐惧。
Not the fear of the losing the job.
不是事业的恐惧。
And also examination failing. Exam.
哦，也不是考试的这个恐惧。
But fear of the what difficulties we face in this life.
那么这个恐惧呢，是对此生种种困难的恐惧。
We have many difficulties, but generally we have difficulty or problem, four difficulties or problems.
我们有许多的困难，但主要的可以归类为四种的困难。
We have the difficulty of fear of being born in this world, samsara, and getting sick, getting old, and death. That these four are for every sentient beings to equally.
那么我们有对于投身于这个娑婆的恐惧，有生病的恐惧。老的恐惧，死亡的恐惧，所有众生，一切平等，皆有这四种恐惧。
Why we consider these are the fear or these are the sufferings is because none of us expect this, none of us desire this.
那么，为什么我们说它是恐惧，我们说它是苦，因为没有人要有。
But they comes by themselves without inviting them.
但他们不请自来，不需要购买。
So now we have to think of how to get rid of these sufferings or how to get away from this.
那现在我们就要想说我们怎么样舍弃它，排除掉这些苦。
So taking refuge in order to get rid of these four, that is the out of the fear we took refuge.
那么就说要通过这个皈依呢来去除这四种的这个苦。
And as a Mahayana,it should be that fear of the oneself and all the other sentient beings. In order to protect oneself and in order to protect all the sentient beings, then one must go under the refuge.
在大乘中呢，所恐惧的应该是恐惧自己及一切众生。那么要保护一切众生跟自己的话呢，就必须要皈依。
Then, of course, out of the faith, this faith is different from the one I explained earlier on.
那么这个信心呢，不是拉姆拉早前解释的那个信心。
As it is common, I think many of the teachers must have spoken these faiths too. I think many of our old Dharma students here. But anyway, as this is in the text, I have to explain. So there are three faiths.
那么这个信心呢应该是很多的这个师父呢在这个佛法的教授当中呢都有提到的。
Okay. So the first one is called the faith of clear faith. It is translated many ways, but I always use this term, clear faith.
那第一种的这个信心呢是清净心。
Clear faith is here, knowing the good qualities or the excellent qualities of the Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, and one take refuge under them.
那么这种清净的这个信心呢，就是知道这个三宝所具足的这个功德而皈依他。
So it is basically means that one knows the great qualities of the Buddha Dhamma, and one basically would like to, you know, go under them.
那么就说知道这个三宝的功德而追随。
Like a powerful man, like a great man, people basically like to go them under them, follow them, especially the celebrities. when there's celebrities, everybody swarm there.
那般上呢，对有权势的人呢，大家都会说喜欢的去追随他。
So sort of kind of liking the Buddha Dhamma by knowing their qualities is the faith, first faith.
那么知道这个三宝的这个功德呢，是第一种信心。
And desiring faith is then you know that they have such great qualities, and now you should desire for that quality.
那么这个第二种呢，欲求的这个信心呢，就是知道他们有这样圆满的这个功德呢，所以我们也有这样的一种愿望或者是欲求。
So then in order to achieve those qualities, you take refuge in the Buddha Dhamma Sangha. That is the faith of desire faith.
那么因为知道这一切的这个种种功德呢，所以我们要去皈依三宝，那这是一种欲求的信心。
And the last one is believing faith.
那么最后一种呢是这个坚信的信心。
So believing faith here means to believe that one will definitely achieve those qualities if one takes refuge under them.
那么这种坚定不移的信心呢，就是说，我们有这个信心呢，我们一定会证得这个三，通过这个皈依呢，证得三宝他们一切的这个圆满功德。
So basically, it is in the text. It is called believing in the Dharma of interdependence.
那么，一般的呢，就是说相信这个相互的因缘。
Which that you must have a strong confidence, that you will also achieve those qualities if you take refuge in them.
那么就是要有非常强烈的这个信心，知道说，对不起，有非常强烈的信心说，我也能够证到同等的功德。
Which means you must also have the confidence in the system of the interdependency, in the system of the interdependency.
那就是说我们对这个相互因缘的这整个体系或系统呢要有信心。
So these are the three faiths.
这是三种信心。
And then the object of the taking refuge are the Buddha Dhamma Sangha.
那么这个皈依呢是皈依佛法僧。
The object is the one's teacher and the Buddha. First one is.
那第一个对象呢就是这个导师还有佛陀。
When we generally speak about the refuge vow, there are three objects.But in this teaching, there are four objects. One, the guru or teacher and the Buddha combined one.
那么当我们讲到皈依戒的话呢，一般我们是说有三种的这个对象，但在如果依此书的话呢，有四种对象，就是迦多、上师。
And then Dhamma and the Sangha.
那就是法，还有法跟身。
So the Buddha,Who is the Buddha? Buddha is the one who achieved all the qualities, excellent qualities, who is free from all the fault.
那么谁是佛陀？那佛陀是证得一切圆满功德者，他已经从一切的错误当中呢解脱出来。
So it is, for example, Buddha Shakyamuni.
比方释迦牟尼佛。
Generally, we say three karyas, nirmana karya, sambhoga karya, and dharma karyas.
那就以释迦牟尼佛为例，我们讲有三身：法身、报身、化身。
But these things will come in the end of the teaching, so I will not explain.
但是这个会是在教法的这个结尾，就到后面的这个阶段，所以拉姆拉在这里不做解释。
So here, the Buddha.Guru is one from whom one received the teaching, and the Buddha is the person who has achieved all the qualities and freed from all the faults.
那么第一个呢是上师宝呢，就是传我们这个佛法教法的这个导师。那么其次呢是佛陀，就是已证得一切这个功德的成就者，已经从一切错误当中解脱出来。
And Dharma means there are two things. Dharma means two things.
佛法有两个部分。
There is a teaching and the realization.
那就是教法跟证悟。
Teaching and the realization.
教法跟证悟。
So the teaching here means those Tripitakas. But Tripitakas not in the book form, not in the scripture form. Tripitaka means not, the Dharma means Tripitaka and realization. Dharma means the teaching and the Tripitaka. Okay?
Yes.
Sorry, I also get confused. Dharma means teaching and the realization. Okay? The teaching means the, for example, Tripitakas. Tripitaka. Three baskets. You say Tripitaka, they will know.
那么这个佛法呢，分为两个部分，一个是教法，一个是这个证悟。那么这个教法呢是 Tripitaka.
You can see the Tripitaka in the book form, in the scripture form.
那么这个 Tripitaka 呢，你可以是它是成册的这个书。
And those teachings written in the Tripitaka, written in the book form, of course we should respect. But it is not the Dharma in this case.
那么对于这大三藏经的话呢，我们是应该要去尊重它。但是它在这呢，不是这个佛法。
Dharma is the meanings that tells in the book. The meaning, the real meaning of the teaching said in the book.Is the Dharma. Physical book form is not the Dharma.
那么真实的这个佛法呢，是经藏中它所传达的这个信息或者它的意思，而不是这个一册一册的书叫做法。
So this meaning can go with our mind. Book cannot go with our mind.
那么意思呢，能够进我们的这个思想当中，但是这个书不能。
And then realization is that the through practicing the meaning of those teachings, one will achieve the qualities.
那么这个证悟呢，是依这个意思而修持而证得的这个果位。
Usually it is known.Path and the cessation. Path and the cessation.
那个是灭根道。
So path means that those enlightened beings, their experience of the compassion, loving kindness, six perfections are the path.
那么道是指。这个体验到的这个大悲，还有六度等。
Just wait. The Dharma is that you have, you know, you compassion, loving kindness, bodhicitta, or six perfections are all written in the book. But now these bodhisattvas, they have experienced actually.Compassion, loving kindness.
那么法呢，包含了慈悲心、菩提心等。那菩萨呢，他是体验到这个慈悲心跟大悲心。
So this is why this is called path, is because these will lead you to the enlightenment.
它是称为道，因为它能够接引你到这个证悟。
You know, even before you become the Buddha, if you are transcendental bodhisattvas, you still need to practice loving kindness, compassion, bodhicittas. So this is the path for them.
那么在未证得这个佛果之前呢，就算是这个大菩萨呢，也要修这个大慈心、大悲心、菩提心，这就是道。
And the cessation.Is the freeing one's mind from the negativities, the free of the being free, the being free from the negativities, the mind.
那么这个灭呢，是指让我们的心从种种的这个恶业当中呢，解脱出来。
Basically, this cessation is explained in the philosophical text. It is explained in two ways: analytical cessation and unanalytical cessation. But here, it is explaining. I'm explaining unanalytical cessation.
那么这个灭呢，有两种的这个就可从两个方面来谈，一个是可分析性，一个是不可分析性。那么今天所讲的是从这个不可分析性的这个角度来谈。
So basically speaking, that these bodhisattvas, their mind has the two aspects.
那么菩萨呢，他的从这个角度来谈的话呢，菩萨他的这个有两个这个层面。
One aspect is the compassion, loving kindness, is in.Their mind is the just in the, with the nature of the compassion, loving kindness. The other aspect is their mind freed from all the negativities.
那么第一个层面呢，就是他菩萨呢，一定是具有这个大慈心、大悲心。那么另外一个层面呢，就是说他们已经从种种的这种恶的这个业呢，解脱出来。
It is like a young lady.Who can be mother? Who can be daughter?
就好比一个年轻的女子，她既可以是母亲，也可以是女儿。
So the one in two aspects, anyway.
有两个这个方面。
And Sangha members, Sangha is not ordinary our sentient beings. Sangha here means irreversible stage. The person who achieved the irreversible state.
那么僧伽呢，指的不是一般的众生，因为能达到不退失的这个阶段。
That means the bodhisattvas from the first level bodhisattva onwards. From the first level bodhisattva, first level bodhisattva onwards, second level, third level, all the bodhisattvas are the sanghas.
那么从第一个阶段的这个地地的这个菩萨那以上呢，都是称为僧伽。
So according to the Mahayana, up to the 10th level, according to the Vajrayana, up to the 12th level.
那么在大乘呢，我们讲说有十地菩萨；那么在金刚乘呢，我们讲有十三地菩萨。
So these are the object of the refuge.
这些都是皈依的对象。
Now the way of taking refuge, or the procedure of taking refuge.
那么现在要谈的是这个皈依的这个过程或者方式。
So that means that now, usually that taking refuge, doing refuge is one must take the refuge vow first. Without taking refuge vow, then it is not effective.So anyway, when one do the refuge prayers, one sit down on a cushion or comfortable seat and visualize that Guru, Buddha, Bodhisattva are all in the space in front of you with a Shakyamuni or many like that form, and then Bodhisattvas like a Shri or like this.And one's guru or one's teacher, all are in the space in front of you.
那么，这个皈依呢，是，它的整个这个形式是，弟子呢是，以很舒服的这个姿势呢，可能坐在这个蒲团上面，然后观想上师，就可能是自己上师佛，比方说释迦牟尼佛。菩萨可以是文殊菩萨等等，都在前方的这个虚空。
And then one must imagine that all surrounding is oneself and one's parents, one's relatives, or all the other sentient beings without excluding the enemies or evil beings.
那么我们必须做这样的一个观想呢，就是观想在我们的整个周围呢，我们想说有自己的父母、自己的亲友、一切众生，也包括了这个敌。
And with three respects, out of three respects, then one should chant the refuge prayers.
那么以三种这个应重的这个尊敬心呢，我们开始做这个经文的念诵。
And respect out of body means keeping the your body with the proper posture and with the palms clasped at your heart.
那么这个姿势，这个身体的姿势呢，必须是正确的，有恭敬心的，就是身体要挺直，然后这个两个手掌要合。
And out of the vocal respect, which means actually chanting the refuge sentences.
那么其次呢，就是这个要以非常恭敬的心来念诵这个皈依文。
And then out of the mental respect.Means to create in them.
那么就要从心上呢，对他们产生这个真实的这个恭敬心。
And so in this way, how you should create the faith in this way is you must think that these object of refuge, guru, teacher, Buddha, and dhammas, sanghas, and the dhamma here means the qualities of this Buddha and Sanghas.
那么要就说要升起从这个内心呢，对我们的这个皈依对象，就说上师、佛，然后法，还有身呢，升起这个绝对的这个信心。身在这边是指佛陀的功德，还有身且本身。
So you think that these Buddhas and teachers, they have the tremendous qualities, and they have a compassion.They have loving kindness.
那么我们要观想说，佛陀和我们的所有的这个导师呢，他们有无量的这个功德，他们有这个圆满的大悲心、大慈心。
So from the depth of one's heart, one should recite refuge prayers by thinking their qualities.
那么我们必须要在做这个念诵的时候呢，发自内心很真诚的这样的做这样的一种思考。
Though Buddhas have the tremendous compassion and powers and wisdoms, but if we do not put the proper effort, and there they cannot do anything for us.
那即便是说佛陀他有无量的这个大悲心跟这个能力，但是如果说我们本身不精进的话呢，他也是没有办法的。
Example, if we want to fly to some other country, want to travel to some other country, and we must put some effort from our side. We must put some effort from our side.
那么我们如果说要飞到其他的这个国家的话呢，也要在一些外在上呢做一些努力。
For example, that the airport is arranged by the government, and staffs, everything is, aeroplane is also arranged either by the government or the companies, it is there.
那就说这个机场呢，它是由政府所建的，那么或者说由公司所建的，那么当中呢也有它的职员。
If we don't put efforts to get the ticket and go to the airport, we will never be able to travel or leave that place.
那如果说我们不去买不到机场的话，那就不能飞了。
So similarly, though the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, they have tremendous compassion, power, blessings, but if we don't put effort by ourselves,Then nothing will happen.
那么同样的道理的，虽然佛跟佛菩萨们他们有无量的这个悲心、无量的这个能力、无量的加持，但是我们什么也不做，那就什么也不成。
So then, with strong faith, one must then recite the refuge prayers as many times as possible.
那么依这样的一个信心呢，做越多次的这个经文念诵越好。
And one must think that until I reached the Buddhahood, everything good and bad relies upon the teacher and the Tipajami.
那么我们必须要做这样的思考，就是说从现在一直到我们证悟，不论好不论坏，所有的一切呢都依我们的这个上师还有三宝。
And when one faces some difficulties, one should not be thinking that refuge doesn't work.
那当我们面对一些困难的时候呢，我们不应该这样想说，这个皈依其实对我们没有什么作用。
One must think that I have left to the Triple Gem, to the teacher, whatsoever I could be. Understand? Don't understand? whether I face difficulty or whether I face happiness, whether I face good things or bad things, I have totally left up to the Triple Gem whatever they want to be.
那就是说，不论在我们面对困难也好，快乐也好，好的事物也好，不好的事物也好呢，一切呢，我的最高的这个皈依依止呢，还是三宝。
So best thing is, best practitioner is those who do the refuge prayers. When one faces the difficulties or sickness, you should still think it is the blessing of Triple Gem.
那么这个好的修行人呢，会一直坚持这个皈依的，即便在生病的时候也是这样。
If you get good things, then also you should think that it is also blessings due to the blessings of the Triple Gem.
那就说我们如果得到好的东西，我们也认为说它是这个三宝的加持。
So if you sincerely have this sort of thinking, I think you will achieve some result.Why don't you try?
如果说我们有这样虔诚的这样的一个羞耻心的话呢，那么必然会说见到一些成绩。那为什么我们不尝试一下呢？
I think most of the time we are lacking the confidence in their blessings.
很多时候是我们都缺少了那么一点的信心。
Because Buddhists never say Buddha is the creator. He will not create our things. It has to go interdependently. It has to go interdependently.
那么在佛教里头呢，我们不说这个佛陀是造物者，他不会说去造出任何的东西来，一切呢都是依因缘而生。
We must believe in the system of the interdependency. That is very important, I think.
那么我们要对这个相互因缘的这个系统呢有一些了解，它是很有好处的。
We should have some different thinking from how the scientist thinks.
那么我们的这个想法呢与外在的呢要有一些区别。
But actually the scientist, though they don't believe in the Triple Gem, or in the Buddhism, or in the Dharma, but whatever they are doing, whatever they produce,through the interdependency.
那么就说科学家吧，他们虽然不信三宝，不信佛法，但实际上他们所做的一切呢，其实也是因缘法。
We press this button and the light is on.
我们按这个钮，这个灯亮起来。
But why we press here and the light is on there?
为什么你这里按，那里亮？
So there is some interdependency.
这中间是有这个相互因缘的。
So the scientist knows this interdependency, though the Buddhists don't know.
那科学家知道有这个因缘法，但我们佛教徒不知道。
But Buddhists knows interdependency, the inner interdependency, not the outer interdependency.
那但是佛教徒知道的是内在的这个相互因缘。
So.It is said, even Dalai Lama always says, I believe in the interdependent origination. So, interdependent origination is the principal teaching of Lord Buddha.
那即便是达赖喇嘛本身呢，也非常相信这个内在的这个因缘法。那么这个是整个佛法的核心。
So feel confidence in our Dharma, in our practice, in the blessings of Buddha. Then I think we will achieve something.
那么我们因此呢，我们对这个佛法，对我们的修持，对这个佛的这个加持呢，要有信心。那么我们必然能够证得一些什么
？When we achieve the 1%, not the 100%, but 1%, then we should nourish this, nurture that. Is it nurture? Nourish that 1%, and that will become 2%, 3%.
那么如果我们证得这个一巴仙的这个成就的话呢，我们要好好的去保护它，去爱惜它，那么它就会增加成三个巴仙。
So I think, then after the conclusion is the dedication of the merit. But, okay, Anita.
那么那个戒心呢是回向的部分。
And the proper way is then when you want to stop the, session or recitation of the refuge prayers,Then one should think, you should do the prayers, supplication prayers to the Buddha and to the object of refuge.
那么在这个结心的部分呢，如果我们念诵这个皈依文呢，来到要结束的这个部分呢，我们必须要做这样的一个思考呢，就是念诵这个。
And also one thing is.I forgot. When one visualized all the sentient beings around you, one must think that at the same time they are also reciting that those refuge sentences together with you.
那么我们必须要念这个对着这个对念这个经文。那么同时呢，要观想所有一切围绕着我们的众生呢，也同样的在念这个经文。
The supplication prayers, which says that.Guru and the Triple Gem, I'll prostrate and take refuge.
那么，它的内容呢，就说，对着这个上师跟三宝呢，那么我顶礼，那么，我皈依。
I think we will get these sentences tomorrow, we photocopy from somewhere in English.
那这个念诵文呢，明天晚上会有。
And then ask that this object.To bless one's mental continuum.
那么求着皈依的对象呢，加持我们心绪不断。
Ask their blessings for their blessings to turn one's mind into the Dharma mind.
那么祈求转我们的心为这个佛法的心。
And ask their blessings for the success of one's practice.
祈求加持我们，让我们修持成功。
And ask them to appease the illusory thoughts. Ask them to bless, to appease, or to eliminate the illusory thoughts.
那么，祈求他们去除我们的一切的这个颠倒妄想。
So here, illusory thought actually means all the thoughts, those are not dharma. Even one recite the refuge sentences, one may think many, many things. Those are the illusory thoughts. So ask them to bless that you will not have such thoughts during the practice.
那么这个颠倒妄想指的是有时候我们在即便是我们在做这个皈依文的念诵，我们还是会有很多很繁杂的一些念头进来。那么祈求这个皈依的对象加持我们，让我们不要升起这样一种纷飞的念头。
And ask them to transform, ask for their blessings.To transform the illusory thoughts into the wisdom. Illusory thought into the wisdom.
那么祈求皈依的这个对象呢，将我们的这种妄念妄想呢，转为这个智慧的这个念。
Ask for their blessings that that helps never to arise negative thoughts or unreligious thought in within oneself.
那么祈求皈依的对象加持我们，让的种种恶念不生起。
And ask their blessings to arise compassion and loving kindness and bodhicitta, the perfect compassion, loving kindness, bodhicitta within oneself.
那么祈求他们加持，让我们圆满的大慈心、大悲心、菩提心升起。
And then finally ask their for their blessings to quickly achieve the enlightenment or complete Buddhahood.
那么最后呢，祈求他们加持我们迅速证悟。
This way you can repeat those sentences one time, two times, three times, depending on your time.
那么这样的一个念诵呢，可以是念一次、念两次、念三次，就看我们自己的时间。
And then one should think that the object, the Buddhas and Gurus, they understood out of their wisdom, they understood what you supplicated or what you requested.
那么我们应该做这样的一个观想，就是我们所皈依的对象佛跟上师呢，他以他们的智慧心呢，能够明白我们一切祈求。
And they gave, you received the, imagine that you received, now you received the blessings from them.
那么到这个阶段呢，观想说我们得到他们的加持。
Then the refuge practice is finished, and then conclusion, dedicate the merit.
那么到这呢，这个修持结束了，然后就做这个回向。
And dedicate merit here, that whatever merits one will achieve, one may achieve through the practice of the refuge, be through that merit, may oneself be able to achieve the Buddhahood for the benefit of sentient beings.
那么在这个回向当中呢，那就说希望我们通过种种的修持，升起种种的这个功德，那么让我们能够迅速的为一切众生而证悟。
And mentally think that way, and then verbally there are dedication prayers to say.
那么心里是做这样的一个思考，然后呢嘴里就跟着做这个经文的念诵。
So now we will conclude. We left the precepts of the refuge that we will go tomorrow.
那么今天的讲座就到这，明天再接着。
Oh, yeah. I will just check whether any one of you would like to ask some question. Just 5 minutes, then we end the session. You're going to 10 now. Anyone ask a question?
If one person has not got an empowerment for Hei Vajra, you mentioned earlier on about the visualization. So one will not be able to do so, right, for the visualization of the Hei Vajra. Like for my case personally, I've not got my empowerment. So how would I go about to visualize
without, it? Without empowerment, Vajrayana practice are not permitted. And it is said in the Buddha's teaching, as well as Sakya Pandita, that one will not achieve the result through that practice. And even you achieved some common results, but it will cause you severe effect at the next life. So the best thing is to go, best thing or must go through the empowerment first. And then I think I should suggest you first to think carefully. And then you decide. Because I would not suggest the people to just jump into that and then later on then you find it is difficult or something. And once you taken the Vajrayana vows, you must be able to keep the good connection with the deity, with the teacher, with the practice. Even if you can't really be able to practice seriously or correctly, there may be some mistakes. You can take it easy. The most important thing is
you must give the connection with the teacher, with the teaching, with the deity. That is very important. Once you have taken, you should not give up.
For lay person like
him, 在这有个问题，就是说这师兄问说，他没有接受过这个习金刚的灌顶，那对于习金刚的这个修持的这个情况到底怎么样？因为根据金刚乘的这个情况是必须要先接受灌顶，然后才开始修持。那么拉姆拉的回答就是说，根据这个经典所提到的，就是说，就说在金刚乘的整个修持里头呢，是必须要有灌顶的这个步骤的。那么在经典中也提到说，如果说没有得到这个灌顶的话呢，即便是修持呢，会有得到那么一点点的这个成果的话呢，但是它对来生的这个不好的影响是相当的这个严重的。所以拉姆拉在这里呢，还是建议这位师说先接受这个灌顶。但是拉姆拉也提议说，就说在要接受这个灌顶之前呢，先很认真的去考虑，然后才决定，不要很仓促的就说去接受这个金刚乘的这个灌顶。因为一旦接受了这个灌顶之后呢，就要守这个金刚乘的这个誓约，要跟自己的这个上师或者自己的导师还有自己的这个本尊保持一个很好的这个因缘。当然就是说也包括了这个修持这个教法，要保持这个良好的因缘。即便说有时候我们在修持的时候，我们可能会犯一些的错误，这个地方呢是就是说在心态上呢还是能够说接受一些的，但是呢这个好的联系的因缘呢却是不能够断的，所以我们大家必须要做很谨慎的这个考虑才做决定。
Vajrayana practice is known as a quickest path and the secret path also, and today it looks like not quick it looks like a very longer than other practice, but I think it is still quickest path. It will never be slow path, but it very much depends on ourselves, how we accurately practice it. It is secret practice, so it should be kept secretly, the practice. You know, Naropa or Telobite, his wife did not know that he was keeping the rosary until he achieved the first bhumi. So his wife even didn't know that he was practicing Krasambara. And also she didn't know that he was even keeping the rosary. You know, today Kempapa Rinpoche does that. He will never show his rosary to those who have not achieved enlightenment, or who have not received the empowerment. So if we do the things correctly, then of course this will happen. If we drive the car, train the car properly, then we can drive straight. Otherwise, goes here and not there.
What if from now until I got the empowerment of the Hevajra, so I'm really keen in practicing, example, the three visions. How would I go about then to reflect? Or do I need to visualize like your personal Edam or deity? Is that a good practice?
No. The supervision is, as I said, Mahayana practice. So there is no tantric practice. So you can just go with the supervision, or after receiving the supervision teaching, then you can go for like Lamdi teaching, or you can go receiving the Hevajra initiation. Then these supervision teachings you can use as a foundation or preliminary practice for the Hevajra. And I think if you are very much quite familiar with this practice, I mean familiar means not the knowledge-wise, but the practically, then the Hevajra practice will be very, very easy. But if you do not have these preliminary practice as a foundation, then that will be very difficult. Hevajra practice, even this is known as a very, very high practice or whatsoever.
Thank you.
Okay, 这个金刚乘的这个修持呢，是很快速的，就说要成就的话很快速的。那么它也是这个非常秘密的教法。那虽然说今天看起来好像不是太像，但绝对不是这样的，它不是那种走长路，它走的是很快速的这个道路。当然要强调的一点就是说，这个快呢，还是要所谓的快呢，还是要依个人的这个修持而决定。但是它是秘密的速胜法呢，这个是绝对没有任何的这个怀疑的。比方说在迪卢巴的时候，当他在做这个修持时候呢，他的太太对整个整体的状况是不清楚的，一直到他证得第一地菩萨的时候呢，他才示现，他才知道。所以这个金刚，所以我们说这个金刚乘的法呢是属于非常秘密的，他不是随便就公开示现给没有接受过这个灌顶的人。那么就好比说驾车的时候呢，如果你懂得怎么驾的话呢，那么你驾的这个车子呢会顺着你的这个道路走得很直，不然的话呢我们都会知道会发生状况的。那么对于这个接受这个洗金刚的这个修持的话呢，今天这个师父所说的这个三线分的这个教法呢，可以作为这一个法的，就是洗金刚这个速胜高法的这个基础，就是我们要打这个基础，然后才进入洗金刚的这个教法的修持。
But you can still practice the Tibetan vision itself without practicing the Hevaja. It will also lead you to the Buddhahood. But this as a Mahayana teachings, it is It takes a long time. But to practice the Hevajra practice, then you must go with this practice. Whether you spend long time or short time, it depends, sometimes also depends on the individuals that experience the result, one gain sooner or later, depending on the practitioners. Otherwise, through this practice also, you will achieve the enlightenment. Tibetan vision itself, you will receive the enlightenment, and also you will achieve so many common benefits, good things, like through the compassion of loving kindness and compassion, bodhicitta, so much merits can be created, and through the merits, one can be healthy, one can live long, one can, one can be successful in many things, and one can be many things.
那么说，即便是说做这个不修这个洗金刚的法的话呢，只修这个三线分的这个法的话呢，还是能够证悟的。只不过说它是属于大乘法，那么所用的这个时间呢，就会比较长。那么至于说长跟短的话呢，很多时候呢还是得看我们修行的这个弟子本身的这个修持的。那么做这个三线分法的这个修持呢，实际上也能够得到许多的这个共同的这个利益，比方说能够证得很殊胜的这个大慈心、大悲心，然后能够证得这个菩提心，那么能够使我们健康、长寿、成功等等。
So the it's too long, but I think it is necessary to explain. So for example, the taking refuge itself has a lot of common benefits in this life. There is a stories that I will not have time, perhaps maybe tomorrow if there's time I will tell you the stories. And also through the compassion, loving kindness, so many merits that clear lots of obstacles. For example, usually it is said that when you see the evil spirit, and instead of getting frightened, you just meditate compassion and loving kindness, they will disappear and they will not be able to harm you.
那么这个皈依呢，他所获得的这个利益呢，不是一般的这个利益。那么对于这一点呢，拉姆拉会留到明天呢，才给我们大家讲述。 那么这个皈依呢，它有许多的这个利益，那它可以使我们升起这个大慈心、大悲心，然后可以清净我们许多的这个不好的这个恶业。比方说，有时候我们见到这些邪灵的话呢，那么我们不需要害怕的，只要说我们升起这个慈心跟悲心的话呢，那么他们是绝对没有办法伤害我们。
Okay, you end here.